The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Megan Show, brought to you by Balancing Point Podcast. On this show, Megan Fairchild, who's a principal dancer with New York City Ballet, answers your questions. So let's go ahead and get started with today's show.
This week's question comes from Ash, who wrote in. Hi, Megan. I really appreciate your show and have learned so much about ballet from listening weekly, which has been such a pleasure. I'm a visual artist in Canada and often wonder about the similarities between creative fields such as visual art and dance. A common thread within all of the creative arts practiced at a professional level is the risk of burnout or creative blocks. And so I'm wondering if you've ever personally experienced creative blocks in your work, or perhaps have colleagues who have. If so, what are some of the ways in which you, or those others, work through that process as a dancer? Thank you so much, and I'm really looking forward to your insights. Ash. Thanks for writing in, Ash. What an interesting question. Dancers don't get creative blocks, really, because they aren't creating as much as they are copying the choreographer's requests and doing. But there can be physical burnout, or even emotional burnout, and that can affect your artistic performance. You have to be feeling inspired in order to dance in a beautiful, spontaneous, and genuine way. And so in that sense, I do relate to what you were talking about. And honestly, I think it can happen for any field, no matter if you sit at a desk or not. You have to be excited about the work you are about to do and feeling fresh about it so that you can approach it in a way that allows you to do your best. For me, I think I got to this place before they asked me to audition for On the Town. I was feeling like I had been doing the same ballets with New York City Ballet for 10 years straight, and I needed to feel artistically refreshed. I had been put into a box, style-wise, and I was always being cast to do the same thing. The difficult technical ballets for short girls, theme and variations, Tchaikovsky pas de deux, Tarantella, Symphony in C, etc. I had started meditating earlier that year, and it's something I still do to this day. I aim for 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening. I do the transcendental meditation technique. And I mention this because I think because I had begun meditating, I was more open to the idea when they asked me to audition for On the Town. I was more clear in my needs and goals artistically. When they first asked me to audition, I responded, "That's really nice, but I'm not a singer." And I took it more as a compliment, but just brushed it aside. And then the next day I woke up and I realized, even if that is not the direction that I saw myself going, why not use the audition alone as an exercise in jumping out of my comfort zone and trying something new? And I look back now and I truly believe meditation helped me to be in that state of mind that day, to realize the opportunity when it came my way. And I truly only auditioned to experience just the audition alone, never even thinking about where it may lead. But I was able to recognize the moment and took a really scary chance that I know my normal premeditating self would have been way too self-conscious to try. I got the part, spent a year on Broadway, and tried a whole new different style of dancing. I traded my pointe shoes in for a Broadway Leduca 3-inch heel and learned what it means and feels like to entertain a different type of audience. Now coming back to the ballet after my year on Broadway, I am still doing all of that rep that I had been so over in the past. But now it's so incredibly refreshing. For one thing, I really relish the fact that ballet is what I am great at. Spending a whole year trying to be a sexy pinup girl was totally out of my comfort zone. And coming back to being a classical ballerina feels like the most comfortable home. I am now aware how natural it is for me and how good it feels to walk on stage as the ballerina. Having that contrast really unveiled that for me. And then dancing the same ballets that had once been feeling maybe a bit uninspired now feel like a breath of fresh air. I ruffled my artistic feathers by going to Broadway. I will never say no to new artistic opportunities like that ever again, because even if they don't feel like the direction you sought out for yourself, they can refresh and even inform the work that you know you were meant to do. I would suggest meditation if you want to awaken up your creativity. I promise the transcendental meditation. People do not pay me to promote it. I just think it's so fantastic. The TM form of meditation I do has been proven to increase productivity, creativity, and severely lower stress. I started doing it to deal with stress better, but I am truly enjoying the effects it is giving me in all other areas of life. If you're curious about TM, go to tm.org, and they have centers all over the world where you can go and learn. I can't recommend it enough. I don't think there is a single person that can't benefit from it. It is a wonderful support in so many areas of life. And other than that, don't be afraid to wander off your planned artistic path. When you come back to what you were getting stuck on, you will have gained a new experience that will no doubt affect your work. You will have gained perspective. Thanks so much for writing in, Ash. I loved your question. Thanks for tuning in to my podcast, Ask Megan. As always, we will be back next week with another new episode. For those of you that have a question, I highly encourage you to go to premierdancenetwork.com to record your question. It keeps it really fun and personal when I get to hear your voices, and I think it makes the questions more real for the listeners as well. Just go to premierdancenetwork.com, click on the Ask Megan link, and record your question. You can also find me on Instagram at mfairchild17, Twitter at fairchildmegan, or through my website, meganfairchild.com. Wishing you all a wonderful October.